BBC News. The US House of Representatives has voted to send two impeachment charges against Donald Trump to the Senate, where he will be put on trial. The hearing, due to begin next week, will be only the third ever impeachment trial of a US president. The House also approved seven Democrats who will act as prosecutors. The US and China have signed a partial deal aimed at easing their 18-month trade war. Standing alongside China's Vice Premier, Liu He, at the White House, President Trump said the deal would right the wrongs of the past. Scientists say the past decade was the warmest on record. Figures from leading weather agencies show that in recent years, average global temperatures are consistently about 1 degree higher than the mid-19th century. Supporters of the government in Venezuela have attacked a convoy of opposition politicians outside parliament, stopping them from holding a session there. The opposition leader, Juan Guaido, moved the meeting to the outskirts of the capital, Caracas. Pope Francis has appointed a woman to a high-ranking post within the Vatican's Secretariat of State for the first time. Francesca De Giovanni, an Italian lawyer, will hold the newly created position of Undersecretary for Multilateral Affairs. The Serbian government has set up a panel to coordinate efforts to tackle air pollution, with the Prime Minister, Ana Brnabic, giving an assurance that there's no cause for panic. She called an emergency meeting after acrid fog blanketed the capital, Belgrade, and other cities for weeks. A new study suggests that Neanderthals living in Europe 100,000 years ago were able to dive into the sea to gather shells to use as tools. The research is based on 171 shell tools found in a coastal cave in Italy. BBC News.